This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is everyone is to blame except the politicians that are lying to you day after day. I want you to think about what I just said. Everyone is to blame for the problems that we have in this country except the politicians that are lying to you day after day. How do you make that up? You can't. And yet people are diverted from the responsible party somehow or another. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Folks, if you want to check us out live, you can. By watching us, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And as you go over there, go to the right side of the page, click on to the video, join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's also 13 articles out there for you concerning those that are taking the time to be a part of the culture war, fighting the good fight of faith, because they understand the price paid for their freedoms, 2 Corinthians 5:15. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there. Click on to, we're right on the front page, top left. Click on, join us on live chat. If you are driving, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just did an article this morning. And interestingly enough, I say that a lot, but that's how I speak, I guess. But interestingly enough, friends, I have to lay a question to your candor. Where is the government deriving authority from concerning stay-at-home edicts? Where are they deriving that authority from? To give an edict, a mandate, concerning stay-at-home. Most people don't know that they are slaves until they find out what they cannot do, the things that they wanted to do. That's when you know you're enslaved. Frederick Douglass, who was a former slave, said, "I didn't know that I was a slave until I found out I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do." Let me just remind you, you have to have travel papers, essential papers. You have to be an essential worker. Says your government. You are the government, by the way. You can only go to work if they say that you can go to work. I didn't know that was their business. I thought it was to maintain order, to restrain men from law, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It is. Then how is it that they've gotten as far as they've gone today? Here, listen to this. Did you know that a majority of them that are called representatives in America are governing outside of their delegated authority? Authority that we the people never gave them? And this is happening all day long. And what is sad is that there are them that are submitting to that which is unconstitutional policies, which only add strength to corrupt governments on American global agenda. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. Now listen carefully. Edmund Burke was right when he said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Therefore, what is taking place here in America is that the said representatives that do not know the U.S. Constitution, in other words, the enumerated laws found within the founding documents, they are administering unlaw, and the serfs and the vassals, the uneducated slaves, are further becoming more enslaved. Now, because the people have become so uneducated to their founding documents, which is easy to say, friends, that's not a broad sweep, it's very accurate. Most people don't even know that we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. They still think, like the President of the United States of America, that we're a democracy. No, we are not. But again, because the people who are the government, we the people has meaning, have become so uneducated to their founding documents, the people in this country actually believe that the said representatives somehow have the right to administer that which is unconstitutional, and yet when it comes to that which is constitutional and have the force of law behind them, somehow or another, it's not applicable. I mean, everything that we watch Barack Hussein Obama do 1,160 times when he transgressed the U.S. Constitution, he didn't have the force of law to enforce his unlawful edicts, but he did it because the people at large allowed him to do it. Now we have a said president of the United States of America, right? Self-professed, self-proclaimed, right? Corporate America, by the way. It's interesting that he has God behind him. He has the support of the American people. But more importantly than that, he's got the laws that God has bestowed upon us through common law to enforce them. But he does it not. And his followers make excuses as to why he doesn't enforce the law. How do you win with these people? You don't. And I want to say this, if you're one of those people, neither do you. You're going to fall into the hole that you yourself has dug through your ignorance, just like King David said. Okay? I want to go to a such case, which just recently came up. It's an interview with the New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy. The Hill reported, and I'm giving you the mainstream media, because a good majority of you that don't believe the media, you believe it anyways. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. You say you don't believe them, but when they say it, you act accordingly. The media, corrupt politicians, mainstream, by the way, play the music and you get up and dance. But yet you say that you won't and you don't. Right? But let me go back to the Hill. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy on Wednesday defended his decision to include churches and other houses of worship in his state's strict social distancing guidelines to stop the spread of the coronavirus in the face of the question from a Fox News contributor named Tucker Carlson. Murphy said he was thinking of stopping the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 3,000 in New Jersey. Baloney. Their narrative has nothing to hold it up, friends, in any sense of the word. Okay? I'm going to come right back to this, friends, because he said that the Bill of Rights, when he issued the rules, was above his pay grade. I want to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know, there's a brand new video going out online across social media outlets, friends, talking about Donald Trump, President Donald Trump's forefathers, his ancestors that went before him, and they're talking about the Christian roots, so on and so forth. And again, I just merely go back to the people. Listen, we are merely to judge men by their fruit. We're not to judge them through speculations. We're not to judge them by our feelings. We're not supposed to judge them by hearsay because somebody said. We're definitely not supposed to judge them by some military psyop called QAnon, right? Yeah, exactly. We're to judge them by the fruit that they bear, because there is no other gauge in Scripture in which we are to judge men but by their fruit. Okay, Matthew 7:16. It is the duty of men to judge men only by their actions. Our faculties furnish us with no means of arriving at the motive, the character, the secret will. We call the tree good from its fruit, and the man from his works. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment as well, friends. Don't be deceived by what's going on in this country. You judge men, you judge the administration by the fruit that it is bearing today. Not by what people speculate, not by what the false prophets say, friends. Because I'm telling you, sticking to the word right now, we're going the right direction. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord will be the Lord, and He will do what He does on the behalf of His people as to how they respond to heaven or nay. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we keep doing the things that we do no matter what is coming down the road here. Okay? We have the plow in our hands. I also want to say this. Martin Luther said to those that are out there today that are just, you know, gloom and doomy and they're just hopeless today. I want to say this. Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, said that, listen, if I knew that tomorrow was the end of time, he said, I would still plant an apple tree. You still plant that apple tree. You keep your head up. You feed on the bread of life. And you will overcome. He promises you will do that in 1 John 5. Let's get back to this, friends. We are talking about right now, where is the government deriving authority from concerning staying at home edicts? Most people don't know that they are slaves until they find out what they cannot do and the things that they wanted to do. And that came from none other than former slave Frederick Douglass back in the 1800s. And I was just highlighting, friends, a report from the Hill that just came out on New Jersey's governor, Phil Murphy, who defended his decision, not the law, who defended his decision to include churches and other houses of worship in his state's strict social distancing guidelines to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Folks, you can't make it up, right? Murphy said he was thinking of stopping the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 3,000 in New Jersey. Friends, we just found out again last week. There's more reports coming out all day long from people that are just chopping up this narrative coming from these lying politicians who want to blame everybody else but themselves. The American people, you must hold them lawfully accountable. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, period. Okay? Murphy said that he was thinking of stopping the spread of the coronavirus, which has killed more than 300,000 in New Jersey. And he wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights. He said to that of Tucker Carlson during the interview, listen, the Bill of Rights, he said, that's above my pay grade.
So you made that decision, and as I noted before, 15 congregants at a synagogue in New Jersey were arrested and charged for being in a synagogue together. Now, the Bill of Rights, as you well know, protects Americans' right, enshrines their right to practice their religion as they see fit and to congregate together, to assemble peacefully.
That's right.
By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order? How do you have the power to do that?
That's above my pay grade, Tucker. So I wasn't
just to stop. That's above my pay grade. I want you to think about this, and I am taking my time. I'm taking it in stride on purpose today, friends. This governor said this is above my pay grade to think about the Bill of Rights. Again, you can't make this up. Friends, you have those that don't know their founding documents put into the position of representative authority in this country. Remember, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They only do what you let them get away with, right? And that's exactly what this criminal's doing right now. When he put his hand on that Bible to uphold what? What did he promise to do? Only you can answer the question. What did he promise to do when he put his hand on that Bible? He promised to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found in our founding documents. He promised to uphold those enumerated laws that he just admitted that he does not know. Let me reiterate this point. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that represent we the people. He's there to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Did you hear what Tucker Carlson just said, friends? He just said that this governor, this criminal, had 15 people arrested at a funeral. When you look at this governor, friends, you look him in the eyes and you tell me that he's right in his head. I'm not purposely degrading him. His actions are. I'm calling him out for his actions, which are unlawful and unconstitutional. Therefore, that equals illegal. And guess what happens when we transgress law? That makes them criminals in this country. And that's exactly what Governor Phil Murphy is. He's a criminal. I want you to think about what I just said. He had 15 people, 15 individuals, arrested at a funeral. And they were charged. I just mark my words. I said it before all this started to transpire, and I'm saying it again, only to confirm and reaffirm what I said from the beginning. Lawsuits are coming. You can mark my words, because what they're doing, the only people bringing the lawsuits, by the way, are those that know that they are transgressing. Do you think for one moment if 330 million people, whatever the new census is in America, do you think if the 330 million people in this country knew their founding documents, they would have a government that we see on the horizon 24/7, 365 days a year? Absolutely not. I've still yet to find one of these that are pushing the coronavirus to be a legitimate representative of we the people. starting in the People's White House. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple of moments. I want you to think about this, okay? I want you to think about how many men fought, bled, and died fighting against the very corruptions to which you, America, are now submitting yourselves to. I want you to think about how many people in your family, how many family members fought, bled, and died fighting against the very corruptions to which you are now submitting yourselves to in this country. Your family members, your grandpas, your dads, your uncles, your cousins, your brothers, your neighbors fought against these sorts of tyrannies that you are now submitting to in this country. Running off a narrative that everybody, for the most part, knows is falsified every step of the way. Are they testing the people? You know they're testing the people. Again, did not this governor and every other said representative swear to uphold the same laws found in the U.S. Constitution, just as our veterans who died ratifying it with their blood, and the laws that were listed to ensure to their posterity, me and you, the freedoms which they now have? Why, yes, they did. By the way, I just preached Christ crucified in the natural. When people understand the price paid for their freedoms, they will not tolerate guys like this to remain in office. And they won't just say, well, he's got two more years before he's done destroying New Jersey. Well, he's got a couple more years before he's finished, and we'll just vote him out. That's not what the Constitution says. It says if he violates the Constitution to the smallest misdemeanor, jot or tittle, you are to remove him, and then you are to charge him. It's not enough to have them resign, friends. It's enough to charge them and send the message to others that represent we the people that we will no longer tolerate your crimes. You will not desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. You will not desecrate their memories in any sense of the words. He swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. What happens when they don't hold it up against themselves, friends? That's your job. So therefore, before submitting to any edict of government, make sure that what you submit to is what you delegated to your representatives to do, because if not, you will soon find you and your posterity further enslaved. And the joke is on you, especially when you see a guy like this, friends, acting out in such an unlawful, un-American fashion. And I'm talking about New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. Hey, New Jersey, the joke's on you. Just for the record, the joke's on you. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Let me say it again, Frederick Douglass. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress, by the degree that you are educated to throw off the chains that they mean to forge upon you and your children. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking those working around the clock to combat the ongoing coronavirus threat. After a conference call with governors at FEMA headquarters in Washington, D.C., the vice president says America is one day closer to putting this crisis in its rearview mirror. Senators on Capitol Hill continuing to work out a deal regarding a popular loan program for small businesses. Republican minority leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News the main reason this program is out of money for small businesses is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We had a small business program working. She's now held up the money. There's 700,000 small business applications in right now, trying to keep their doors open. Last week, we watched 5 million people, new numbers, for unemployment. How many more millions of Pelosi's layoffs will we have to endure before she'll put people before politics?
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I just thought I would share this before I move to my next point. Y'all know who Mr. Murphy is, don't you? The governor for New Jersey. Oh, folks, just pull the curtain back. Please do. Murphy's position at Goldman Sachs when the firm had its IPO brought his net worth above $50 million. They're all showing their allegiance to a global system. To the degree that they'll sell you out will be to the degree that they are promoted politically, friends. He's worth $50 million. The guy gets paid $200,000 a year, this governor does, right, this tyrant. And it's interesting to note he said the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade. Now, isn't that interesting? Because what I want you to think about is the 405,000 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution during World War II. 516,516 during World War I, forgive me. And then 405,399 men, 405,399 men fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution. And the Bill of Rights is above his pay grade. This is what the American people are putting up with, right? And don't forget about that in Korea, right? Because in Korea, a lot of men died there, too. As a matter of fact, my dad was picking up body parts there. And we found that in during Korea that there was 38,000 men that actually sacrificed their lives to give us the freedoms in which we have today. I'm sorry, 36,516 men, forgive me. And in Vietnam, where my cousin was killed, 58,151 men. And Iraq and Afghanistan is about 10,000 to this point. Yeah, but the Bill of Rights is above his grade, but it wasn't above their grade, was it, friends? If only Americans knew the price paid for their freedoms. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Steve. How are you, my friend? What say you?
Pretty good. Well, I say that he's supposed to be the commander-in-chief of the National Guard, and when I was in the military, if my boss asked me, why didn't you follow the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and I said, well, it's above my pay grade, he'd say, you're paid too much, and I'd get fired. I mean, it just floors me that a guy in leadership position would say he can't follow the rules. He can't even answer why he doesn't follow the rules.
Well, there you have it. That's how careless the American people are. Steve, come on, let's point the finger of responsibility where it needs to be pointed, at every single one of us, because, again, that's an extension and a reflection of who we are in this country. Until we take responsibility for what we allow concerning our said representatives, this is going to continue on. And let me take it a step further. To suggest that this governor was voted in by the people, and for the people to drink that Kool-Aid bewilders me to no end. He's an appointed individual, no question about it. Go ahead.
It blows me away because, like, studies show that 440,000 people die from unnecessary mistakes every year made by medical professionals. And one in five seniors die because of bad medical mistakes done to them. And yet, those people that are the screw-ups are now saying, well, we got to have government force you to take our vaccines and do what we tell you to do when they can't even fix their own problem. You know,
well,
they're
can't
deciding
even
to lock you and me up and wreck a whole bunch of people's money, and they can't even fix their mistakes.
That's right. You do know in Germany right now they're actually charging people that do not follow along with their social distancing program. And you know as well as I do, my friend, that that's exactly what they're aiming at here. Their end aim is to get the vaccination into the body. But it's interesting to note that the head of the DHS, when questioned by Representative Kennedy, it was interesting. He could not define the virus. He could not give statistics. And interestingly enough, the very next day, kabam! Abracadabra, they had a vaccination that they think might work, as if to suggest the people in this country did not notice every step of the way that this was pre-planned, especially through Fauci and that of Bill Gates. People need to wake up in this country. This was all pre-planned. As a matter of fact, I didn't say it. It was actually the president in the 30s, Roosevelt, who said that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. And you know it is. Again. And here we are.
Well, and the force proves that they aren't legitimate. Think about that. If a thief has to pull a gun on you to take your money, because
that's
the
right.
Thief
extortion.
Knows he does, he has no legal right to do it whatsoever. Now, if it was legitimate, people would agree to it happening, and they wouldn't
that's
have
right.
to use force and put a gun to our head. The
that's
more
right.
force they use, the more they prove that they aren't legitimate. Same reason God gives you a choice and the devil has to trick you.
Well, I think we're beyond that, Steve, without a question. Again, thank you for the call. I have to get to it. Again, I appreciate you, Steve, very much. And, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I do need to get to this topic here because, again, riding off of what Steve just said, I shared with you last week that we have a representative in the state of Minnesota, and it was the week before as well. He's a senator. Rep Jensen came to the American people, namely in the state of Minnesota, went nationwide, by the way, and when he had come out, friends, what he had did is he shared with the American people that the state sent him papers basically in essence coaching him, without a shadow of a doubt, friends, I'm paraphrasing, coaching him to link elderly deaths to the COVID-19, regardless if it had anything to do with it or not. They're creating these numbers. They're fabricating these numbers, friends. They're sensationalizing these numbers. And if you pay attention to what they say and what they're doing, again, there's two different stories going on here, friends. There's two different stories going on. Now, what I wanted to bring up is anybody paying attention to the fact, again, everyone is to blame except the politicians concerning the coronavirus? Everyone is to blame except the American politicians that are taking the money off the taxpayers' coffers and building themselves and aggrandizing power unto themselves while they continuously blame everybody else but themselves. And again, the only reason they're doing this is because the American people are allowing them to do it. You heard during the last break about how Pelosi did this and how Pelosi did that and how Pelosi's responsible for the pork in the bill. Wait a second. Let me ask you a question. All of you. Who's the president of the United States of America? And furthermore, who signed the bill? Oh, Trump worshippers hate the truth, man. That's why we have a left. Trump worshippers hate the truth. That's why we have a Democratic Party. They hate the truth because it exposes them for what they are and who they are. Friends, Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, friends. Nancy Pelosi is not. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. Again, speaking of corporate America, but let's pretend with them, shall we, for a moment? Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, friends. Not Anthony Fauci, but people are afraid of Fauci. They're afraid of Pelosi. Hey, friends, Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. Mr. Bill Gates is not. Hey, friends, I got to tell you this, too. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America that continuously signs bills that you've been deceived into believing are coming from the deep state. Just for the record. Okay, let's cut to the chase here. Let's cut to the chase. Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. And again, what I want you to pay attention to, have you ever noticed that your government... And I'm talking about corrupt politicians. I'm not talking about good governments. We stand with them. Have you ever noticed that they're always blaming each other for what they're responsible for? Everyone is to blame from your politicians except themselves. Folks, if it's not China, then it's Bill Gates. If it's not Bill Gates, then it's Fauci. Donald Trump might fire him now. If it's not Anthony Fauci, then it's Nancy Pelosi. If it's not Nancy Pelosi, but who wins? Friends, you got to answer the question, who wins? Why is it that they're all still in representative positions? I mean, after all, again, Donald Trump promised that he would drain the swamp. Remember, he had all of his followers reciting it in unison with him? To drain the swamp. I've got audio for this. I'll be playing that for you in the up and coming days. But he hasn't done a thing. Does someone want to remind Donald Trump that he's the responsible party in America? That you're the responsible party for what you allow this administration, namely Donald Trump, to do? Again, you're the government. Speaking of which, did you know concerning this created, contrived pandemic? Did anybody pay attention that over the last month that he lied over 59 times concerning the pandemic? 59 times. How many lies do you have to tell before you're actually labeled to be a liar? Well, our forefathers, if you committed the act of perjury one time, you are punished for it. They would take a hot iron and put a circle with a P in the center of it, and they would brand it on your hand. Why? So you could never lie again. You could never bear witness in a courtroom again. It would also let the other colonies know that you were not trustworthy. Read Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Also read Revelations 21, verse 8. What does it talk about? First, the fearful, but it also talks about the liars who will have their place in hell, where they belong, right? Just for the record. How many lies does it take to make you a liar? What, 10 and a bell goes off, friends? Donald Trump uttered 59 lies about the pandemic in 1 month. His followers, when they attempt to justify the unjustifiable, does that not tell you exactly who they are? Yes, it does. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a list of Trump uttering 59 lies. What are we talking about? We're talking about everyone is to blame except this administration. And keep in mind, it's this administration that is found to be lying to you day after day, day in and day out, in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, folks. When does it stop?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to start kicking these off, okay? Folks, everyone is to blame except the politicians in your country that are lying to you day after day. It's the politicians that are lying to you day after day that are blaming everybody else for what's going on in this country. It is the duty of men to judge men only by their actions. Matthew 7:16. Our faculties furnish us with no means of arriving at the motive, the character, the secret self. We call the tree good from its fruits and the man from his works. Both Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Okay? Just so we have that in front of our faces right now. Trump uttered 59 lies about the pandemic in 1 month. Since March 14th, Donald Trump has been holding daily press briefings ostensibly about the COVID-19 pandemic and what his administration is doing to combat it. In the process, he told numerous lies on everything from the severity of the virus to his administration. I'm putting question mark, question its origins and its authenticity concerning if there is a virus. I am saying that, okay? Number one, it's a very contagious virus. It's incredible. You know how he's got to sensationalize everything? But it's something we've had tremendous control of. This is what he said in March 15th of just this year. We have tremendous control of. Remember on, what was it, the 7th or the 9th of March, he said that they're exaggerating this pandemic, this virus. On March 20th, he said, just so you know, America, on March 20th, he said, I knew that this was a pandemic long ago. This is what his followers attempt to justify. This is why they have no credibility. And it was Jesus Christ in Mark 8:15 that said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt government doctrine. And he also said the corrupt doctrine of the church, the Pharisees. Read Mark 8:15 when you get a moment. Okay? He said, I was talking about what we're doing is under control, but I'm not talking about the virus when questioned. Number two, we have a problem that a month ago nobody thought about it, Trump on March 16th. Actually, the said virus has been around for months with the first case dating back to November 17th, 2019 in China. Now we're hearing from all the politicians that it's China's fault, and we're hearing from the useful idiots that speak, the talking heads, you know, the inquiring minds need to know. Those on the conservative side that are cheerleading Donald Trump every step of the way. It's interesting now how it's China's fault and we should sue China. Well, guess what? China didn't give the unlawful edict to make you stay home. Did you know that thousands of businesses were just put out of business over the last month? Wow. Government's job is to get out of the way, not in the way, just for the record, right? Number three, I felt this was a pandemic long before it was a pandemic. This is what Trump said. Okay, he's just going back. He's contradicting everything he says every step of the way. Because, friends, keep in mind, like a useful idiot called a journalist, you know, equated to a journalist today, the representatives do the same thing. Without a teleprompter, they're lost. Ask Barack Hussein Obama. They're lost. Ask Ilhan Omar. Ocasio. Ask them all, friends. Without a teleprompter, they are lost. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, let me tell you. Then he said, I always treated the Chinese virus very seriously. This is on March 18th. And then on the 28th at a rally, Trump said concerns over the coronavirus were a hoax. Listen, were a hoax perpetrated by the Democrats. This was on the 28th of February. It was a hoax. This is what he told his followers. If you're confused, I want to tell you why you're confused. Daniel 9:7 tells us, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day to the men of Judah, us, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel, God's children in Christ that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against you, Lord. Read Isaiah 59 as well when you get a moment. Hey, folks, what we're talking about right now is everyone's to blame except the politicians that are found to be lying to you day after day. And the followers of this administration are bewildered. They're confused. They're just saying, you know what, you go ahead and take the helm. Anybody see that little meme of a destroyed country with Donald Trump sitting right on it? And he said, my job's almost done here. Desolation everywhere? No, it's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a reflection of the American people. I'm just going to take you down to each lie that he was busted in because, friends, it goes on and on and on and on. It could have been stopped right where it came from, blaming China. This is on March 19th. Okay, it's something that surprised the whole world. If people could have known about it, it could have been stopped in its place. Donald Trump on March 19th, a drug called chloroquine, okay, is showing very, very encouraging results. Now he's on the bandwagon, and we're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately. They were testing the people, and the people failed the test because now we see corruption encouraged to drive them to a vaccination, which is completely illegal in the sight of man and in the sight of God. Read Leviticus 19:19. You're not supposed to mix blood, okay? Trump told nurses the government ordered 500 million N95 respirator masks. I'm sorry. This was on a Bloomberg News report on March 19th. Then he reportedly told a group of nurses on March 19th that the masks, which are running low in hospitals but are desperately needed to stop the spread of the virus. So it went from zero to 100 real quick, friends, once he was on board. Okay? Now, then he did. This is the 10th lie. I signed an executive order. Where'd you derive that authority? I don't know. The people will believe it because I said it, and they did. I signed an executive order invoking the Defense Production Act, as you well know, giving us powerful new authorities to help states, cities, and hospitals produce needed supplies. Did you know what the slogan was to bring people into bondage during Adolf Hitler's rise to power? One of his systems was to drive them in. It's for your safety. That's it. It's for your safety. That's all he had to tell the people, and they went right along with it. You don't have to empty shelves. Trump, March 21st, White House news conference. General Motors, Ford, so many companies. I've had three calls yesterday directly without having to institute, like, you will do this. These companies are making them right now, right? No. Friends, while you were thinking he was giving forceful orders to these companies, what you didn't realize is he was giving the long-needed boost to their business and their economies by driving. The edict was this, friends. The command was this. Those are my friends over there. Whatever company it may have been and what is, those are my friends, and I want you to give them business. While we take it away from the people, I'm going to give it to my business affiliates and my business associates that have helped us get to the position that we're in today. That's really what they're saying. Okay, General Motors, Ford, and so many other companies, he said, so you know by name. He said Republicans had a deal until Nancy Pelosi, she's the problem, right, rode into town from her extended vacation. The Democrats want the virus to win. Wait a second. Nancy Pelosi's still there because Donald Trump has failed to prosecute her for her scandals. I did a show on that just last week. Okay, and all the rest of them are still there. As a matter of fact, he's releasing political criminals back out from prison. Well, he fails to prosecute or drain the swamp as he so long promised, especially on the campaign trail before he became the president. Number 14, I can go through these numbers, friends. I say we have a very active flu season, more active than most. It's like it's heading to 50,000 or more deaths. Keep in mind they're contrived. He said, that's a lot. And you look at the automobile accidents, which are far greater than any numbers we're talking about. That doesn't mean we're going to tell everybody no more driving of cars. His followers will do just that, friends, if he were to say it. And that's what's sad about where we're at in America today. Number 15, in a short period of time, we have done more testing than South Korea. Okay. Talking about 56 lies that Donald Trump has told in 1 month concerning the pandemic. In 1 month. Okay? It's always a different avenue. It's always a different opponent or arch enemy. Everybody is to blame except the politicians. Hey, folks, Donald Trump has now called himself a wartime president. Draft Dodger Trump. Whoa, he's a wartime president. This reminds me of George W. Bush. He's a wartime president. Friends, you know that he never served? But he told the American people that he did serve, right? And if you dare spoke out against him concerning this platoon, well, those guys died off too in the process. Hey, friends, it's time to wake up. Everybody's to blame except the politicians that are busted lying to you over and over and over again. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.